Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Manage the time you have, because when you really think about it, the time that you do have and you pay attention to is more than you think, it's more than you can ever imagine, it's more than you can ever think of, because the time that you are managing, the time that you have, you are putting to use, because the use that you're doing, you're making effort from it. You're giving effort to the time because you're paying attention to it. You see, when you pay attention to the time, you really understand that 60 seconds is a long time. 60 minutes is a long time. 3 hours is a long time. You see, understanding that you have to manage the time that you have to recognize that you really have a lot of time. And when you recognize that you have a lot of time, what are you doing with the time that you have? What are you doing with the time that you recognize? What are you doing with the time that you have currently found for yourself? So if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about personal development, marketing tips, and podcasting strategies. Today, we're speaking about marketing tips and how you can manage your time effectively and why that's so important. So if this is your first time, make sure you hit that subscribe button, make sure you like, and really be engaged with the conversation, because today we're talking about why time is the most important asset there is, the most important thing to have, why the time that we have matters the most, because it matters what we're doing with it. And so make sure you hit that subscribe, make sure you like, and leave in the comments below on how you are managing your time. So let me go ahead and write down manage your time. I'm gonna write down manage your time, because the time that we have has to be managed. Manage your time. Manage your time. Manage your time. I remember a couple years ago I had did this podcast. Oh, God, though. Over here, knocking things. Okay. Should be good. Okay. I remember a couple years ago I had did this podcast, and I was late. And the host that I was doing a podcast with, I sent the message. I was like, I apologize for being late. And then she was like, time is of the essence. I said, what you mean? She said, time is just an illusion. Time is just a thought of what we think it is. And so it really had me thinking, like, maybe time is more than what I thought it was. Time is more important. Time, what is time? And so when she made that statement, she made me really think and really be open to why time was really important to me, because it taught me how to value people's time. It's not that time is of the essence, it's that I have to manage the time that I have to respect other people's time. So she asked me to do a podcast, and I agreed to do a podcast episode with her. And as we was doing the episode, it went for an hour and a half. And so as we're communicating with one another, it's really fun, it's really entertaining, it's really educational. In fact, I'm going to watch it after this, because I'm thinking about the name. What is the name? Is it No Limit? I don't think it's No Limit. I believe her name was Kendra. And so as we're doing this podcast episode, as we're communicating with one another, we're she asking me questions about things that I'm doing, how long I've been doing it, how long, and what got me into it. And so when I really recognized what I was doing, it took someone to ask the amount of time that I was putting into myself. And so when I was really diving into what I wanted to do, I didn't have no direction. I was just making a lot of videos. I was talking, I was communicating, and I was just posting. And you see, out the time that I had, I was using the time effectively. I was using my time effectively to not only be productive, but to produce something for myself, to produce and put myself out there to the world, not only to the world, but to social media. So I had to learn how to be productive with the time that I have. You see, that's the first point I want to hit on, is that you have to be productive with the time that you have. Be productive with the time that you have. Hold on, I can't even spell productive. Hold on. God dog. That always happen. I just dropped my mic. I mean my type. I just dropped my marker. Oh. Okay, I got the mark. I got the top now. Be productive. That's why I dropped it, because I couldn't spell. Be productive. Productive. First point I want to hit on is that you have to be productive. So as we was doing this podcast and we was communicating with one another, she's asking me questions, and we owned this episode for like an hour and some change. But we're constantly exchanging value. The conversation was great, and I just thought I didn't really do anything that much. I didn't really think that people would like what I was putting out. And what I learned is that when you do the work in disguise, when you do the work when no one's watching you, when you do the work behind the scenes, when you are doing the work and being productive, your productivity speaks for itself. And so as I'm communicating, not only to myself, but to people that's throughout social media, through people that's in person, through people that I'm coming to encounter with, I'm able to see that I'm bringing value, because I'm able to continue to show up. I'm able to be productive. I'm able to bring value. I didn't recognize the value that I was bringing. I was learning how to be productive with the time that I have. You see, it taught me that when you do things, people are watching what you're doing. It just takes time for people to catch on. So when I really start to really pay attention to what I was doing, I was being productive. And I was being productive while I was managing the time that I had. So I remember this one time I was watching this video with Alex. Oh, God, dog. Yeah. With Alex Hormozy. Then as I'm watching this video, he was like that he produced over 250 pieces of content. And as he's talking, I'm like, man, if he can do it, I can do it as well. What I didn't recognize was that he had a team. He had a lot of people producing his content, producing his videos. I just had myself. I remember one time when I was creating so many different videos, so many different variations of the videos that I was creating. I remember producing over 100 videos within a span of 7 days. And it taught me that if you're productive, you're going to get a lot more completed, because you're managing the time that you have. Over 100 different videos that I uploaded, that's 14 videos per day. I believe it was month. 14 a day, that's a lot. I ain't gonna lie, that's a lot of posting. And so when I was being productive, I was willing to show up when I didn't know what I was doing. I was willing to learn on a go and develop as I continue to show up. You can only be productive when you use the time that you have. When you manage what you are doing and how you go about doing it, it matters with what you are doing to show that you're being productive. Productivity comes from action, and action comes from effort. And when you put effort into yourself, you're being more productive. And so what I didn't recognize during that time, it was around 2023 or 2022, when I moved back to my home state, It was the fact that you had to be productive for the thing that you would like to do, for the thing that you have in your mind, for the thing that you would like to accomplish. See, I'm using the terminology thing because you have to discover what this thing is. Is it your skill? Is it your talent? Is it your passion? Is it your belief? You have to be willing to discover what this thing is, because this thing is going to open opportunities for you. It's going to establish how you can be productive and why being productive is so important. You see, the reason why that's so important, because in order to change and have what you are putting your mind to, you have to be willing to be productive. You see, I want to look up the word productive and really define it to its most simplest terms, because to understand what we are doing, we have to know what we are saying. So, be productive means able to produce large amounts of goods, crops, or the commodities. And then say relating to or engaging in the production of goods, crop, well, that's like growing. Right here, achieving or producing a significant amount or result. That's the one I was looking for. Achieving or producing a significant amount of result. So to be productive, you have to be willing to achieve significant amount of result. You see, when I was younger, when I was young and I was playing sports, what I saw mattered the most is that if I didn't really work on myself, if I didn't really do extra work outside of the school and my high school, I couldn't get better. There was no way I could get better. I remember I went to this training facility and it was All American. But I went to this training facility outside of my school. And when I went to this training facility, the workouts that they were doing, that they were focused on, that they were being productive around, was completely different from high school, was completely different from what I was used to, was completely different from what I've been training to do. Because it was different in a way where I had to really work out muscles that I wasn't working out. I had to push myself in a way that I wasn't familiar with. And even though I wasn't familiar with it, I had to learn how to get familiar with it. And so I'm learning not only how to work out, but I'm working out in their facility, in their building. And I'm learning that just because you know one thing, just because you're familiar with another thing, doesn't mean that you can actually add on to your learning. You can add on to your productivity. To be productive, you have to be willing to achieve significant results. And so as I'm working out in one facility when I'm at my high school, I go to a different one and work out there. And now I have to hit muscles, run more. I remember we had to push the sled. And as we're pushing the sled, we had to run with the sled. It wasn't the fact that it was challenging to push the sled and run with it. It was more so that it was a lot more weight on it that causes you to challenge yourself. That causes you to be more explosive. To be productive, you have to be willing to explode into your dreams. You cannot accomplish what you are not managing. And to manage the time, you have to be willing to manage yourself. So I didn't have to go to this additional training. I didn't have to train outside of the time that I was training. But I wanted to get better. I wanted to improve. I wanted to develop even more. And what I didn't recognize is that when you're productive and you're constantly doing things, you get better at a faster rate because you're constantly moving. You're constantly thinking. You're constantly learning. You see, to be productive, you have to know that you are pushing yourself, and you have to be okay with pushing yourself to know that you are pushing yourself to be productive. You see, today was a bit challenging because I had 5 different things to do, and as I'm doing the 5 different things, I'm thinking that I wasn't going to accomplish the 5 things that I had to do today. I had to do my homework for school today. The class that I'm in is industrial organization psychology. I'm in that school. I had to edit and post a video. I had to post 2 videos, matter of fact. And so I had to set up my website, I had to set up the Facebook side of advertising, then I had to order, I'm not gonna say it, but the 5th one, I had to order something for something that's coming up. And so the reason why I was so overwhelmed is because I didn't think I was gonna be able to accomplish what I said I was going to accomplish. And so when you're productive, you have to be willing to tackle one task at a time. You have to be willing to tackle one task at a time because you are able to complete what you are currently working on. And so I had a call today, and it was with a business coach, and I'm asking him different questions. So like, okay, I'm getting busy now. I'm getting busy in a way where I'm not really familiar with. Like, how do you manage your time? How are you managing what you need to do and how you need to go about doing it? Like, how are you doing it? And he just told me, he was like, man, I use the calendar on my phone. But I block out the time. I make sure that if I have a call coming up, I block out the time. I make sure if I have a meeting coming up, I block out the time. And so when you block out the time, you know something is coming up. And as something is coming up, you're preparing yourself even more to be more productive. Because you're productively knocking out tasks one task at a time. One moment at a time and one day at a time. Because it's going to show that you are being productive. You are learning what you are doing and how you are going about doing it. You're taking it one step at a time. You see, I went back in my hometown when we was training on a hill. We had to run on a hill, but the hill wasn't something I was familiar with. I was just used to running on the flat surface. So this hill not only push me, but it caused me to really be productive. How do you engage your body to work with your mind rather than against it? You see, productivity helps you think, and it also helps you remain focused on what you're doing. As much as I enjoy working out, correction, I don't enjoy working out that much because it takes a lot of energy. Furthermore, I enjoy it because I get a chance to be productive. I get a chance to work out my body. I get a chance to improve my physique. My physique is my demeanor, my body. And as I'm working on my body, I have to be willing to know that I'm really growing and developing more than I think. I'm really learning more than I can ever expect because I'm being productive in a way that's going to help me excel, that's going to help me grow, that's going to help me push, going to help me excel. You see, to excel is to go beyond your means, to go beyond your limitations, and to go beyond what you think you can do, because when you're productive, when you're productively using your time, you're managing what you are doing. You're managing your focus. You're managing your efforts because you are productive around your efforts and your efforts are being shown. So when I start taking social media and creating content a lot more serious 2 years ago, I didn't know what I was taking serious for. Yes, I understand that you have to create a video. Not only do you have to create a video, but you have to edit a video. But when you have to edit a video, you have to be willing to post the video. Then when you post the video, you have to be willing to do the same thing over and over and over again. You see, to be productive, you have to be willing to do the same thing over and over and over again. Because if you're not doing it over and over and over again, how are you productive? How are you productive? How are you able to see the time that you are putting into yourself? And how do you know you're managing it correctly? How do you know that you apply yourself properly? You see, in life, you have to know in order to apply yourself, you have to be productive to be applied. You see, life is going to show you. One thing that I'm getting from college is that it doesn't matter how much work you receive, how much homework you have to do, how many papers you need to write, you have to be the one that write it. You have to be the one to do that complete it. You have to be the one to be productive. Because you have to be the one to manage your time. I remember I was going to University of South Florida. As I'm going to University of South Florida, I have 4 different classes. So it started in January, end of January. So as it's starting, I'm feeling good. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm back in school. And I feel like I know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm on the right path. I feel like I'm on the right track. So as I'm in school and I'm going to 4 different classes, 4 different times, and in 4 different moments, I'm learning, but I'm learning a lot so rapidly. I'm being productive so rapidly. So even though they give a lot of homework, I have to be productive. I have to be productive to manage the time correctly so that I don't fail, so that I don't fail out of class or drop a class because I'm not able to pass a class. You see, it's up to you to be productive, and it's how productive can you be? How productive can you be? Why does managing your time matters even more? Because you have to be willing to study what you are doing so you can apply the knowledge in the time that's needed. in the time that matters. We went to Starbucks the other day, and I looked to my right, and I looked down, and I saw daily activities. And so I'm like, huh, daily activities. So we get our stuff, we get our, my lady, she get her latte. She get her latte, I get my water and my muffin. No, I got oatmeal that time. And we go to the car and eat. But I'm thinking about this daily routine, daily report that I just saw that I just read. So as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking about asking the manager a question so I can get a better understanding of something. And so I was like, okay, when I get done eating, I'm going to go in and go ask the question. So that's exactly what I did. I got done eating. Once I got done eating, I went back into Starbucks. When I went back to Starbucks, I asked, I said, is the manager here? It was like, yeah. I said, do you know she has like 30 seconds so I can ask her just one question? She said, yeah, let me go get her. And so the worker went to go get the manager. Then when the manager came out, I just asked her a question. I said, hey, how you doing? My name is Terrell Humphrey. I saw right here that it says daily report. Do you have to do the daily reports every single day? She was like, yes. I said, okay, when you do the reports, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you have 10 things to do that day, but you only complete 8 and you need to complete 10, so you have 2 more left over. Do you wait till the next day to complete it, or don't complete it? She was like, well, I completed it the next day, but if I don't complete it, it won't be completed. So with the 2 additional tasks, it just be a longer day. See, when you're productive, sometimes it's going to be longer and takes more out of you. See, when it's taking more out of you, you're willing to be productive to make it complete, to make it to apply yourself. You can only apply yourself when you are productive. Managing your time is such a challenging effort, because how you know what you are doing, it matters the most. The reason why I said today this topic is a marketing topic is because you have to be willing to manage your time to productively put yourself out there, to productively connect with others, to productively make a difference. Because if you're not putting yourself out there, how are you marketing yourself? If you're not putting yourself out there, how are you communicating with others? If you're not putting yourself out there, how are you showing what marketing, how are you marketing what you are currently doing? Productivity matters because it speaks for itself. Productivity matters because it shows for itself. I remember I went to this event back in 2022 before I left San Diego, California. And when I went to this event, I didn't even know what type of event it was in. I mean, I didn't even know what type of event it consisted of. So as I'm at this event, I'm there, but I'm not really supposed to be there. So the room, the guy that was hosting the room and the event, he said that the room had a whole bunch of money. He said probably $1.7 billion. I ain't never heard that amount of money before. And so I'm in this room. As I'm in this room, I'm blown away because I really don't know who's here. And so when I get my name tag and I sit down, the guy that I sit next to, I asked him. Oh, he asked me, he said, how did you get invited? Invited? I didn't get invited. I just filled out the application, hit submit, then now I'm here. I said, how you get invited? He said that the host invited him. I said, oh, must be nice. You see, when you are productive, you have to be willing to show up when you're not invited. You have to be willing to show up when you haven't got an invitation, because you have to be willing to be productive. I remember I went to this other event in Little Rock, Arkansas, and as I'm at this event, it's a sneakers event, which means that it's an event around shoes, around shoes, specifically Jordans. So if you don't have Jordans, ideally it's good to have Jordans. And so as I'm there, I'm the only one with dress shoes, because I didn't really have no Jordans like that. Like, all my Jordans are old and outdated, and I ain't want to wear those. I ain't want to wear those because I ain't bought myself a new pair of Jordans in a long time, in a while. Oh, after a while, them Jordans got expensive. They got expensive, so I stopped buying them. They just got too crazy. And so the event is for Jordans. And so the guy that was interviewing me, he said, "Man, you didn't get the memo?" I said, "Man, no, like I ain't had no Jordans, but I still wanted to come to the event. I just didn't have the right shoes." He was like, "Yeah, man, I'm just playing, dog. I'm just playing." And so he got to laugh and he got to cracking up. And so what made me think about it is that I showed up because I wanted to be productive, even though I was in the wrong attire, even though I had the wrong shoes, even though I didn't match the theme that the theme was being hosted for. Productivity is being willing to take the risk for yourself to know that you are productive for yourself. You are making a change. You are managing time for yourself because it shows that you are doing something for you. You are doing something for you. Even though I didn't have no Jordans on, even though I didn't have the shoes on, I still was there because I had a light blue jacket on. When I had the light blue jacket with an all black shirt, all black pants, all black shoes, I thought I was clean. So I got on a little picture thing. It's like a little circle and it goes around you. So I got a picture like that where it goes around my productivity. It wasn't the fact that I had the wrong shoes on. It was more so that I had to figure out what I wanted to do for myself. You see, when you show up, you're learning to be productive because you're able to learn on the go. You're able to learn as you are developing. If it was easy to manage your time, you would easily be productive. And since it's not easy to manage your time, how do you get productive? You see, what I learned is that when you pay attention to what you're doing and how you're going about doing it, the time that you have is being more productive because you're paying attention to it. I remember when I was younger, my mom, she always hated being late. And she used to get so upset by not being early. And I remember one time, we was taking forever to get out the house. We was taking a long time. And she was like, Sons, come on. Y'all are taking forever. Me and my two brothers, we was taking a long time, but even though we was taking a long time, we was productive. You see, in life, it might take you a long time. Just as long as you are productive, you would get there. And so we got there, and guess what? We still was early. We wasn't late, because nobody and their mama was there. Nobody was even there. More so, we showed up a little bit earlier. You see, when you are productive, you're willing to show up when no one is there. You're willing to be early when no one has even arrived. You're willing to be productive because as you're productive, you're making time meet you're beating time, or you're working with the time that you have. Excuse me, that's 24 hours in a day. How do you use the time that you have to become more productive and create more results for yourself? You have to pay attention to the time that you have. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that when you're productive, you have to pay attention to your time. Point number two is that you have to pay attention to your time. Pay attention to your time. There we go. Pay attention to your time. See, I want to look up the definition of attention, because when you are productive, your focus has to go on the attention. And when you're attentively paying attention to what you're doing, you're able to learn in a way that's going to help you grow. It's going to help you flourish. Because as you're flourishing, you're learning more about what you would like to do. So attention means T-I-O-N, attention. Notice, taking of someone or something, the regarding of someone or something as interest or important. And the second definition is the act of dealing with or taking special care of someone or something. See, to be productive, you have to be willing to take care of your work. Be willing to accomplish your goals. Because if you are productive, you're able to build more for yourself than you can ever imagine. And it shows the ones who are working on themselves are the ones that are more productive. I remember when I was younger. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps and we went to this party. And it was a couple of people that was in my unit or in the station that I was in or in the group that I was in, they threw a Halloween party. And so when they threw a Halloween party, they had to be productive to invite people. They had to be productive to get the games. They had to be productive and bring attention to how it was going to go. So not only did they have to be productive for everything that they was doing, they had to have a way of attention to pay attention to the small details. The event was so good, well, not necessarily event, the house party was good. Because it had music, it had food, it had people, it had games, and it had a theme. You see, when you're productive, you have a theme that you are accomplishing, or you have a theme that you are paying attention to because you would like to focus on what you are doing. To be productive, you have to focus on what you are doing to be more attentive, to pay attention to what you are doing and how you're going about doing it. You see, as we was at the party, we had fun. Because people was laughing, people was talking, people was playing games. And people was really enjoying themselves. You see, when you pay attention to your time, you make use of your time. There's 24 hours in the day. And the hour feels like an eternity if you're not paying attention to it. Well, it feels like an eternity when you're paying attention to it. Versus when you're not paying attention to it, an hour can feel like 30 minutes because you're having so much fun. Like, dang, like, it's over. I just was having fun. It just was getting fun to me. When you're productive, when it just gets fun, you have to continue to have fun when fun doesn't exist. When you manage your time, to manage your time accordingly, you have to pay attention to the time that you have. What are you doing with your time? How are you using it? What are you accomplishing? Well, how are you being more productive? I remember we was in Texas and we went through the COVID mission. And this COVID mission, we was in it was intense, but we was outside, which means that we had to entertain, not necessarily entertain, but communicate with the people who's coming to get a vaccine shot through the area that we was at. And so as we are there, when there's no customers, there's no productivity. When there's a lot of customers, there's a lot of productivity because there's seven different stations that has to be taken in consideration. And so when there's people moving and coming through the place, coming through the where we was located, We was productive. Versus when no one was there, the productivity died down because we didn't really have to do that much. You see, it's the moment when you don't have to do that much to make the productivity even better, because you have to be willing to do and find something to do. Because when you're finding something to do, not only are you paying attention to your time, you're making use of your time because you're using your time wisely. I remember when I was there, I was listening to different podcasts. I was listening to different conversations. I was listening to different, maybe a book or two. But I was learning because I just wanted to be productive. Even though I look like I'm working, I want to listen to something to make me think, to make me learn something. And it's the way that the information is shared that taught me that I can really continue to do what I'm doing. It makes a difference to be productive because you have to pay attention to what you're doing. You have to really pay attention to what you're doing, because as you're paying attention, you're growing. As you're paying attention, you're developing. As you're paying attention, you are managing your time. There's 24 hours in a day, and to manage your entire 24 hours, you have to pay attention to it 1 hour per. You have to pay attention to it per hour to really be productive. Because it shows that you are working towards something. You are committed to the process, and the process is going to show you that you are paying attention to your time. My mama hated to be late. And even though she hated to be late, she put that in us. Don't be late. Because if you're late, people ain't going to respect you because you don't respect other people's time. If you are going to be late, respect people's time and say, hey, I'm going to be late. Communicate effectively so they can know and be aware that you're going to be late. So as I got older, I hate being late. And it came to me because I'm like, why am I so focused around managing my time and being early? excuse me, I'm so focused around managing my time and being early because my mama taught me how to manage my time correctly. I didn't fully understand because I was young. And even though I was young, I'm still wondering, why are you managing your time like this? Why is it even important to be productive in a way that's going to help you pay more attention? What I've learned is that when you're productive, you're paying attention to everything that you're doing. Not only just the time, but the amount of work that you're doing. When you're productive, you're paying attention to your effort. When you're productive, you're paying attention to the practice you're doing. When you're productive, you're constantly evolving. It's when you remain still and stop becoming productive that makes a difference. And the difference that's being made is that you have to build a new routine, because when you are managing your time, you have to pay attention to every second rather than every hour. What are you doing for the day? What are you doing for the moment? What are you doing for you to be more productive? You see, when I start to really pay attention to my time, I really start to appreciate the time that I had. 24 hours is a long time, especially if you're just watching it. I remember when I was serving, I had to do a 24-hour watch, and it felt so long when I got sleepy. You see, when I got sleepy, my eyes became heavy. When I was on watch, my eyes became heavy because my body was shutting down. And as my body was shutting down, I couldn't necessarily wake myself up, because the time that I was managing, it felt like forever because I didn't know how to manage it. 24 hours is a long time to stay up. So they gave us a sleeping time. Sometimes I got 4 hours, sometimes I got 8 hours, sometimes I got 6 hours. But when I got that 4 hour, it was hard for me, because sleeping for 4 hours, and I'll honestly sleeping for 3 hours and 20 minutes because it take me a little minute to get comfortable, it made a difference when I had to wake up at 3:50 to go back on watch. So as I'm sitting there on watch, I'm trying to stay up. I'm trying to keep up. I'm trying to keep my eyes open. But my eyes ain't staying open because them joints are constantly closing. DJ, what's going on, bro? Because my eyes are constantly closing. You see, when you're productive, you get tired. When you're productive, you tire yourself out. When you're productive, you're paying attention. Because sometimes you have to be willing to push yourself to know, as you're pushing yourself, you're growing yourself. You're developing yourself. You're evolving yourself, because productivity comes from your effort and when you pay attention to what you're doing. And when I really start to really pay attention to what I was doing, how I was going about doing it, it taught me that to be productive, you have to have time to pay attention to what you're doing. DJ, I appreciate it, dog. You have to have time to pay attention to what you're doing. To grow, you have to know what you're growing into. I'm gonna say that one differently. To grow, you have to be willing to manage your time. Because as you're managing your time, now you start to grow in the way that you don't expect. What I just thought about, why I had to change the way I just delivered that, is because think of a rose, think of a concrete. My dog, Tim Campbell, back in Little Rock, Arkansas, he did a documentary called The Rose That Grew From Concrete. The fact that a rose can grow from concrete is special because it's doing the work underneath ground. It's doing the work underneath the cement. It's doing the work underneath the concrete. And when the rose come from the ground, the rose that grew from the ground is developing, because the rose never stopped being productive. You see, just like nature, nature has to be productive in order to produce. Just like humans, humans has to be willing to produce to consume. You see, when you consume, you have to be willing to produce. And when you produce, you have to be willing to consume. I just learned that in my macroeconomic class. That was a good point. And I said, God, also, everything is a cycle. Everything is a cycle. To be productive, you have to manage your time. And as you're managing your time, it's a cycle for how much productivity you can, how much work you can get done from the work that you're doing. you're productive. And as you're productive, is a cycle of you constantly moving, of you constantly working, of you constantly evolving. You see, just like the rose grew when it didn't have no sunlight, when it didn't have no water, when it didn't have the strength that it needed to, the rose grew. And as the rose grew, it showed the productivity. Your productivity will speak for itself, because you have to learn how to continue to do it when no one is watching you. When you are underneath the concrete, and as you're underneath the concrete, you have to keep pushing through. You have to keep pushing through to know that when you come out, you are productively managing your time. The time that you have is so critical, it's so important, because it shows that you are committed to what you are doing. It shows that you are aware of how you, or what you are doing. Not how, but how, or what you are doing. And it helps you not only keep doing it, keep showing up, but it shows that you're showing up because you're productive. You're showing up because you are productively making a difference. You see, when you're productive, you have to pay attention. What are you paying attention to? I remember when I was younger, my mom was teaching me how to do math or some school assignments. She'd get frustrated because I wasn't paying attention. She'd get frustrated because I didn't fully understand. She'd get frustrated and say, why are you not getting this? In fact, the other day when I called her and asked her a question, she said, you was hard to teach. I said, what you mean? She was like, yeah, I thought something was wrong with you because you just weren't comprehending. I said, that don't mean something wrong with me just because I don't understand, mama. I said, I just take a long time to understand what you are saying. So when I was younger, I wasn't familiar with asking questions. I wasn't familiar with asking questions so I can get a better understanding of what someone is saying. And so when I got older, I started to value the importance of questions, because people will show you and help you understand what they know, so you can have a better understanding of it. And why questions are so important, because it shows that you can be more productive when you don't know what you're doing. But it's the way you ask the question that makes a difference. It's the way you deliver the questions that shows your interest. It's the way you are paying attention to what you're doing to pull knowledge from someone who's speaking with you. You see, when you are productive, the time that you have, you're managing, because you're using it effectively. You're using it in a way that it will not only push you forward, but it will show that you are doing the work one step at a time, one movement at a time, one knowledge at a time, because you're willing to gain the knowledge that will help you be more productive. You see, when you manage your time, you are aware of how productive you are, because you're paying attention to the second and not the hour. You're paying attention to the minute and not the year. You're paying attention to the hour and not the century. Because it shows, it matters when you pay attention with what you have, to know when you have more time, how do you manage it correctly. See, the reason why this is a marketing video, why this topic is around marketing, is because to manage your time, you have to be willing to identify the time that you have. Identify the time that will develop within you, and identify what you're doing with the time that you have. To recognize what you're doing, you have to be willing to track your day. You have to be willing to track your movement. You have to be willing to track what you are doing. I used to do this a couple months ago, but I stopped doing it because I don't think I could find a binder. I don't think I was looking for it either, but
I can look for a binder.
excuse me. I can look for the binder because I remember writing it down. So as I'm writing it down of what I was doing for the day, I was writing it down. And as I was writing it down, I'm like, I'm really doing a lot. I'm really doing a lot. As I was making videos for social media and trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I was productive because I was producing a lot of content. I was making a lot of videos, and I was just putting out to social media. I didn't have a direction. I didn't have a path. I didn't have a goal. I just wanted to produce. And as I was producing, I'm thinking something's going to come from this. Something can come from this. I just don't know what the something is. And so as I'm developing even more, as I'm developing and growing, I'm learning that it takes time to fully understand what you are doing. And if you're productive every day, you're willing to speed that process up because you're able to learn new information around who you are with, around what you're doing, around what you're communicating with. You see, when I was younger, my mom was teaching me about school and helping us with our homework. I wasn't that good because I didn't fully understand it. If I was aware that I can really ask questions, I would ask a lot of questions. That was the thing. My mom probably didn't have patience for us because it was I would have asked a lot of questions. And so when I start to really develop myself and really start to learn and really start to understand, I had to be okay with asking questions, because me asking questions is going to help me be more productive. To manage your time, you have to be willing to track what you are doing. When you're tracking what you are doing, you have to be willing to say, is this productive or is this not productive? Am I wasting time or am I making use of this? Am I making use of the time that I have? I remember this one time I was in this training, and in this training they said, if you have a question, don't be afraid to ask it, because the person that's next to you might have the same question. And I'm like, that don't even make sense. How are they going to have the same questions that I have if I'm the one that's asking it? They say sometimes the people that are next to you are afraid to ask the question. And when the people who ask the question gets their answer, now people can say that they discovered what they was already thinking. Because when you're productive, you're willing to put yourself out there. When you're productive, you're willing to ask. When you're productive, you're willing to grow. When you're productive, you're willing to evolve. It doesn't happen easily. It happens when you commit for yourself. It happens when you believe in what you're doing. Because to manage your time, you have to be willing to be productive. When you be productive, you have to be willing to pay attention. What are you paying attention to? To the effort that you're putting out to the universe. To the effort that you are putting out to the universe. Because productivity pays. And it pays because you have to give effort to what you're doing. You see, I didn't really fully understand that productivity, you have to do it every single day. You have to practice it every single day. You have to give effort to it every single day. Which makes it challenging. Which makes it overwhelming. Which makes it stressful. Because how do you really pay attention when you don't even know what you're being productive for? You see, life is going to show you that you are on the right path. You are at the right time. You just have to identify the time that you are at to manage it accordingly. To be productive, you have to be willing to pay attention to what you're doing. To track your time, you have to be willing to manage and identify what you're doing with the time. If it was easy, it wouldn't be as challenging. And since it's not that easy, it's a lot more challenging than one can ever imagine. I remember when I was staying in Southern California before I moved out of
my brother's place.
Before I moved out of my brother's place, before I moved out of my brother's place, I remember I was running and I was working out early in the morning. Early in the morning before anybody came out, before anybody was driving, was running, was moving. I got up early so I can be productive early. And so as I'm running around in the neighborhood, there's few people out at this time. And by few, I'm saying I can literally count on my hands. Whereas if it was 8 o'clock, everybody and their mama would be out. But when it's like 5:30, 6 o'clock, people are sleeping. People are sleeping. To be productive, you have to wake up. To be productive, you have to be willing to get up early. And as you're getting up early, you have to be willing to push yourself just a little bit. You see, as you're pushing yourself a little bit, when you pay attention to your time, you identify what you are doing with the time that you have. Because when you track what you're doing for the day will seem a lot quicker because you're able to produce a lot more. You're able to produce a lot more because you're managing your time. And when you manage your time, productivity just naturally comes because you are doing work that matters. You are doing work that matters because your focus is different. You see, that's the next point I want to hit on, is that your focus is different. Point number three, your focus is different. Your focus is different. The reason why it's different is because you're paying attention to different things. You're paying attention to new obstacles that you're facing, to new challenges that you are coming across. And it's up to you to continue to accept it. You see, when your focus is different, your productivity changes. When your focus is different, you are constantly evolving. I remember I started working with my first employee. And when I started working with her, it was mind-blowing because I had to learn how to communicate. I had to learn how to create things to do, because if I'm willing to spend, I have to have something to be productive for. So it caused me to learn how to be productive, not only for myself but for others. And it was challenging. I'm still working with it every single day, but every single day there's a new challenge. There's a new obstacle. There's a new lesson to be learned. You have to be willing to take the action to believe that you can be productive. That you can be productive. See, when me and my lady started dating, I had to be willing to date her to know her. And as I'm willing to date her to know her, I had to be willing to learn her. Not only learn her, I have to learn myself. And as I'm learning all these different things that's coming so rapidly, so quickly, I have to be productive and pay attention to the time that I have. Because the time that I have matters even more, because I have to use it wisely. And as I'm using it wisely, as things get stacked on top of me, as things, new opportunities come, as time change, and I get more smart, and I get more productive, I have to know and be willing willing to identify that the time that I have to continue to manage in a way that's going to be easier to manage. So when I went to Starbucks and spoke with the manager about the daily reports, and I asked, I was like, so how are you keeping track with everything that you need to do? She said, I have a planner. But I have a written planner rather than a digital, the one that's on your phone planner. I said, really? I said, why? She said, because I don't trust my brain. I don't trust my brain to do the same thing over and over and over again. So I'm writing it down so I can see what I need to do over and over again. To be productive, you have to write down what you need to do over and over again. Because it matters, because your focus is different. When your focus is different, you do the work a little bit differently. Because you're seeing what you need to do and how you need to go about doing it. And it shows you that it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a test. It's going to test you. It's going to push you. And as it's pushing you, it's preparing you. As it's pushing you, when no one is there to catch you, as it's pushing you, as you are falling, you have to be willing to fall, to hit the pavement, to hit the ground, and pick yourself back up. I remember when I was younger, we played this game called the trust game, which means that you turn your back to your friend. Your friend they are looking at you, and your back is to your friend, and you have to trust your friend when you fall into their arms. You see, sometimes when you fall, you have to trust that you're going to fall into protection. That you're going to fall into productivity, because sometimes you have to be willing to trust yourself. You have to be willing to trust yourself, because as you're trusting yourself, you're not only seeing how you can be productive, but you're managing the time that you have because you are focused around what you are doing. See, to have trust is to know that as I'm falling, my friend is behind me. I know that he's going to catch me. I know that he's going to catch me as I'm falling. See, as I went back and I went back, I'm waiting to hit the ground. And then all of a sudden, before I hit the ground, he caught me right underneath my arms. I said, to have trust, you have to be willing to know what you are doing is working. What you are doing is benefiting you, and it's putting you in a better position. It's putting you in a better place because it's showing that you are managing your time. You can't get better if you don't try to get better.
You can't try to be better if you don't try to learn better. You can't try to do better if you're not becoming better. And the reason why that's so important is because when you have focus and your focus is different, your efforts and your productivity changes because you are focusing on something new. You are focusing on a new skill. You are focusing on a new outcome. Because the outcome is going to show that you are on the right path. You are in the right direction. I remember when we was younger, my mama, who was a single parent, raising three boys by herself, she had us sing. I even asked her this question today. Like, what made you make us sing? Well, she was like, I didn't make y'all. Y'all just really enjoyed it. I'm like, okay, good point. She was like, that we got to learning the books of the Bible. And when we was younger, we learned the books of the Bible. There's 66 books of the Bible, and we made a song around it. She made a song around it, and she made us sing it. And so as I'm willing to ask her the questions, I'm willing to ask, like, how did you know that we can be good at that? How did you really know? She said, because y'all really enjoyed it. You see, when you're productive, you have to enjoy what you are doing. You see, then I asked her, I said, so why did you let us keep doing it? Like, when we got older, why did we end up stopping? She said, when you enjoy things that you're doing, sometimes you have to stop and learn if this is really something that you like to do. Productivity gives you lessons. Productivity gives you growth. Productivity not only helps you establish what you would like to do and how you would like to go about doing it, it shows that if you continue to work on what you are doing, your focus is going to be different. Your focus is going to be different because your productivity will speak for itself. You no longer have to speak for your productivity. Your productivity will speak for you. And it's difficult to know that when you show up, you have to believe that as you are showing up, you are developing for yourself. Life is here because you have to manage the time that you have. 24 hours is a long time. It's a long day. And not managing the 24 hours is even worse because time just flies when you're not paying attention to it. Time flies when you have no idea where it just went. I remember I went to the gas station a couple weeks ago, and I asked the worker, I said, how's your day going so far? She was like, oh, I just got in. No, she was like, oh, I've been here for a couple hours. I'm just waiting until 9. It was 5 o'clock at that time. I was just waiting for 9 o'clock so I could get off at work. But she's watching the clock. She's watching the time. And then I say, they say if you watch the clock, it goes by a little slower. She said, I know. But I'm still going to watch it. You see, when you are productive, you have to still watch the time that you have. Even if it feels like forever. Even if it feels like a long time. Even if it feels like that the time is never going to come. To be productive, you have to manage the time that you have, because the time that you have is a lot more than you could ever imagine. It's a lot more than you think. You just have to identify and break down what you are doing for the day. If you can't remember what you did yesterday, start tracking it today and be like, okay, at 4:31, this is what I did. 4:31, I was live. And as I'm live, I'm recording, making videos, making content. And at 5 o'clock, what I'm going to be doing? Well, I'm going to be in the car driving, right? So there's a process behind managing the time. You just have to pay attention. Point number one, you have to pay attention to your time, to your efforts, to your action, to the work. Because as you're paying attention to what you are doing, your productivity increases. It doesn't decrease. Your productivity doesn't decrease. It increases. It increases because you are doing a lot more. And I want to look up the word productivity again, because it's meaningful to know. Productivity, say, achieving or producing a significant amount or result. And when you achieve significant result, you start to do it a lot more. You start to achieve more than you can ever imagine. Because you have to be willing to manage your time by watching your time. You have to be willing to watch your time to be more productive. You see, if you're not productive, how are you managing your time? If you're not achieving results, how do you know what you're doing is actually working? Because you have to focus on it. You have to pay attention to it. And as you're paying attention to it, you have to be willing to be productive. You have to be willing to be productive. Because as you're productive, you're not only growing within yourself, you're developing even more. You're developing more than you can ever imagine. Because the more, the little that you imagine, you have passed that. You have surpassed that. Because you're productive. When you're productive, you see results. When you're productive, you create habits. When you're productive, you change. Because your focus is a little bit different. I remember when I was young. I was in elementary school. When I was in elementary school, it was this young lady getting up to sing a song. And as she was getting up to sing this song, she was nervous. She was nervous. She was afraid to get in front of people and sing. She was afraid to deliver her voice. She was afraid to deliver her song. And so when the song came on, she didn't start singing. Because she was so nervous. She let her nerves have control of her productivity because she wasn't able to sing. So then, somebody say, hey, do you read the chat? Yeah, I read the chat sometimes. So then, as her nerves are taking over, as her nerves are taking over from her, see what's happening is that she's overthinking the work. She's overthinking her productivity. She's overthinking that she's not good enough. And so as she's communicating, or as she's on stage and she's breaking down, someone come in and come hold her and say, hey, you got this. Hey, you got this. Just take a deep breath. And when you take a deep breath, just start singing. You see, when the people came in and gave her a hug and gave her confidence, like, you got this. You just got to get on stage and do it. So when she got on stage, the song that she was singing was called Listen by Beyonce. And she sung that song so good, so great, so phenomenal. Because she'd been doing the work behind the scenes. She was productive behind the scenes. She was focused on what she wanted to do because she just enjoyed singing. You see, when you are productive, you have to be willing to manage the time that you have before you get in front of others, before others are watching, before others are even there, because you have to be willing to do it by yourself. And life is, it shows that when you manage your time, you not only manage your time, you're productive in the way that's going to help you grow. It's going to help you establish. It's going to help you show that you are on the right path. Sometimes you just have to learn how to work with your nerves rather than against them. And see, when she got on stage and started singing, she blew the crowd away because she sung from her heart. When you're productive, you're producing from your heart. Because you're able to manage your time. When you manage your time, you have to be willing that it will take time. See, when you take time, you're being productive. As you're being productive, you have to pay attention to what you are doing with the time that you have. And you do this by tracking everything that you're doing. Mark down, at this time, I'm doing that. At that time, I'm doing this. At this time, I did that, but I forgot to write it down. Because it's going to show your productivity for yourself. You see, when you focus on different, when you pay attention, your focus is different because you're able to grow more. You're able to be more productive within yourself, and your focus is different because you're paying attention differently. And that's what life is going to teach you when you learn how to manage your time. Your time is meant to be managed, and as you're managing your time, just know that you have to be productive behind your effort. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button and like and leave a comment below. What is your biggest takeaway on how managing your time is possible? Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. I love to engage it. And make sure you subscribe and leave a review down below if you're listening to this via podcast. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all next time.